Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's all about being transparent, brutally honest, biblically sound, and joyful. Joyful. I say that without a smile. Did you notice that?
Yes,
you did. In the studio with me today on this joyful day, because we are rejoicing because this is the day the Lord has given us, is Duke. Good to have you, brother.
It is good to be here. Thank you.
It's always good to be anywhere nowadays, right?
Yes.
That, hey, we're given opportunity to be able to share with the men who are listening, whether you're listening streamed live or if you're listening to this on a podcast at any other given time of the day. But welcome. Good to have you here. We have a topic today that concerns all of us because we all have it. Some have more than others, and some aren't sure whether they have it or not. And they go, oh, so that's what that is. And it's called discernment. What is that? What does it really mean? What biblically, what is it, you know, what does that tell us? Does that give us a new stripe on our arm to be able to do certain things that others can't do or whatever? We'll talk about discernment and what that looks like in our lives and then go from there. You looking for your stripes?
I am. I was looking for these stripes, yeah. Well, they're like, by his stripes.
They're like the armor of God, man. You don't see it.
Of course.
But
of
it's
course.
There. Yeah. So, anyway. But I see you got lots of stripes, man. I think you're like a master sergeant.
Right, right. Yeah. We are in a battle and we are in a war, so I'll take
Amen.
That.
There you go. So we always like to kind of kick things off with a little bit of encouragement. And I don't know whether you have anything or not,
of
brother.
Of course I do.
I know. Why do I even ask?
I live in a world of encouragement.
There you go. There you go.
It comes from the strength of your walk.
Yes.
And encouragement sometimes come in ways that you don't expect. So, and hence life experiences. So, as I was telling you a little bit earlier today,
yes.
Last night, long day, headed home, alternator quits in the van I'm driving, and I find myself stranded. And it took quite a while before I could actually get home and come up with a plan for today. But I got to tell you, the encouragement here, Raul, and to the listeners is that as it was occurring, battery light comes on, lights are getting dim, going down I-5. And I'm going, okay, Lord, I know there's a blessing in this somewhere. And I just pray that it'll show up more sooner than later.
Yes.
And allow me to make it to the exit. Which I did, and I managed to make it right into a Denny's parking lot. So I went inside where it was warm, because it's pretty cold out right now. Had a cup of coffee, made my calls to get rescued.
Yes.
And so the blessing in it, of course, was that that I knew there was going to be some additional blessing in that experience, and that I had somebody I could call, had a warm place to get in, could have a cup of coffee. All those things. Now, it challenges me today with having to change my schedule. But once again, the encouragement here is I've got to embrace what that looks like. And I'm just kind of a little giddy for what God has in mind for me today from all the changes.
I like that. A little giddy.
Yeah, a little giddy. Well, aren't we all a little apprehensive? Because I had to change some things.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have my work van.
Yep.
And I carry stuff in my work van. And I can't carry all that stuff in my car. So we've changed things around a little bit, but I know that it kept me from some harm or something along that line.
Yes.
That comes from engaging in that, having faith in that, praying that, and when adversity comes, the first thing that comes to mind now that didn't used to, is, okay, Lord, I know there's a blessing here somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Before there was other words that I used that maybe weren't as attractive to God. So,
and it kept people away from you as you were standing around.
And it just fueled the fire, and Satan got his way. Yeah.
Amazing how we can end up being like the Tasmanian devil in a second sometimes when things go awry. But sometimes that has to do with what's going on in our life and how we are living, what's, you know, behind the scenes in a sense.
Amen.
And, you know, it talks about in the Bible, right, that from the lips comes the overflow of the heart, you know. And so when we're living, attempting to live righteous lives for the Lord, sometimes it has a tendency of being able to be seen when there are challenges, okay? Doesn't mean that you're a bad guy when you don't, when maybe it slips out, things slip out and you're acting a little crazy. It's just a matter of just, let's be aware of what it is that's going on in your life. Maybe there's something you need to talk to someone else about, to be able to forgive someone else, to be able to maybe make an amends, okay? And so there are things that there's a reason why that when the Holy Spirit's in us, kind of moves things around and kind of we feel a little like on edge in a sense. That's the Spirit in you saying, hey, I can't live with this, you know? So
well, and being able to appreciate some of the more subtle blessings, I guess. For example, one of my thoughts was, it's awfully cold out. Mm. I don't want to get stranded where it won't run.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but have the thought as I walked into the Denny's going towards the warmth that there were men and women out there that are out in the cold.
Yep. Yeah.
So I just felt very blessed to be able to get in, get warm.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's your encouragement, brother, and hopefully you'll receive some more encouragement through what we're going to be talking about here. And let's get right into this topic of discernment and everything. And if you don't mind, I've got a what it says here, a definition of discernment. In the simplest definition, discernment is nothing more than the ability to decide between truth and error, right and wrong. Discernment is the process of making careful distinctions in our thinking about truth. In other words, the ability to think with discernment is synonymous with an ability to think biblically. I never thought of it quite that way, in a sense.
No, in Hebrews 4:12 says, the Word of God itself is said to discern the thoughts and intentions of one's heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of different. Another one that I've got here is to distinguish, to separate out by diligent search to examine.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And really, discernment is something that we all have to a certain degree. But sometimes, you know, just being able to decipher the difference between right and wrong. Okay. And many of us, I'll speak for myself. I always knew when I was doing something wrong. Most of the time, I didn't know if I was doing something right necessarily, unless it was opposite of what I really desired to do. Then I realized, okay, I know how to figure myself out. It's kind of like having a, as a golfer, right? You have a slice, right? Mm-hmm. And you do that all the time. When you hit the ball, it always slices to the right. So after a while, you do that enough times, you start saying, well, I'm just going to point in this direction so that it will stay in the fairway, right? And that's the time when you end up hitting it straight and it ends up hitting the house on the side of the fairway or whatever.
Yeah, anyway. Well, and part of my mind, I guess, the prompting to talk about this comes from, as I disciple men, and as I was discipled, more than one occasion I can hear my voice ringing, God will show up. I will tell brothers, have faith in this and engage in his word, be obedient to that, and he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean in a form of blessings, as did last night. Even though I was broke down, I was willing to believe and have faith in, okay, God's going to show up here. And really he did in that event because I had faith that he was part of that because nothing is by accident.
Right.
It's all predetermined. So,
well, you know, when it comes to discernment, sometimes we notice that other people have, it seems like, more wisdom, you know, and maybe we don't want to give them that that compliment, but we'll say, man, it seems like you have a lot of discernment, You know?
He's got the red phone to the big guy, right? Yeah.
See, exactly.
Yeah, right.
So what I mean, what is that? What is it? Is this something that you believe is necessary, or is this part of just the fact that we're alive? How does a guy get discernment? How do you get to that place? Is it from our own experiences? What do you think, dude?
Well, I think it comes from exactly that, experiences. There was a time when I was willing to immediately turn to less than attractive thoughts and words. And then there came a time in my life as I sought God and was obedient to His word and learned His promises, mm-hmm. that not to have the expectation that blessings will abound once you're a believer.
Right.
Matter of fact, the battle gets a little bit tougher in mm-hmm. some cases. Mm-hmm. But there were times that, as I say, the Lord will throw you a bone. You're obedient. You're out there doing His will, seeking Him, and blessings come your way. It's mm-hmm. to me, it's when God shows up.
Yep.
And you learn, I guess, Raul, I've learned anyway, when those things happen, you begin to recognize them. And that's part of that discernment piece.
You know, I think that sometimes the discernment itself has been there, and I don't want to pay attention to it, though.
Amen.
You know, it's yes. like, okay, I just, you know, I don't want to know that that is wrong. I'm going to pretend like I don't hear that, or I'm not going to acknowledge that or say anything to myself, much less to anybody else. But as a result of thinking about it, I'm already thinking about it. So I go, ugh, you know, I don't like that. Because in the flesh, I want what I want, right?
Yes.
And if it brings me, you know, gratification, you know, whether it's instant or I have to be a little patient. Yeah. But if it brings me pleasure in a sense, I want that. Okay. Because that's what the flesh, that's what it desires. The flesh is sinful in a sense. Okay.
Well, one of the ways that discernment has some collateral benefits, as you were just saying, for blessings, Proverbs 21:24 says, "My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them go out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. And when you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." Well, there's a promise there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of when I think of discernment or when God shows up. I can remember the cartoons where you had the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. And you're trying to make a decision, and the devil's talking in one ear and the angel's talking in the other ear.
Yep.
And you decide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cartoons have you deciding both ways. But the interesting thing about that is that when you decide incorrectly, I'll say,
right,
you know it. I mean, you know it. And it's not that God wants to say, "I told you so," but He says, "I told you so." You know, ding dong, didn't I tell you in Scripture what you're supposed to be obedient to and trust and have faith in Me? And when we don't, we know it. Same way we know deep down what's good and what's not, you know, between good and evil.
But there's, you know, we're talking about discernment, but yet there's that a part of that word to discern, okay, which means, in a sense, making the ability to make a decision,
mm-hmm.
okay, one way or the other, not necessarily a right or wrong, but it's the same thing in a sense that where do you get that information to be able to discern? What do you think that?
Well, I think God's word is spiritually discerned. As it says, there's the human mind without the spirit are things of things that are not of God, of foolishness, is in 1 Corinthians. So I'll say that the Spirit gives us spiritual discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, Raul, this walk is a journey. So I know that I didn't have some kind of automatic discernment. I might have had a deep down sense of, you know, right or wrong.
Right.
But there were different decisions that I had to make from my family or speaking God into someone else's life. And I had to discern, is the Holy Spirit guiding that? Is it a spiritually guided thing or is it self?
Right, right. Yeah. And so often it's a matter of prioritizing. There's something about having a relationship with Jesus Christ or seeking to follow Him that gives us that one more venue. It's like having a phone number to be able to contact somebody. that might have an answer, right?
Yes.
And having being aware of that, okay, I've got that number, it's on my fast dial, and okay, hey, Lord, what do you want here? Now, what ends up taking place, and it did with me, it's part of my experience, is that I would come to God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do here? Now, we're not talking about driving down the road, and then all of a sudden there's a car that crosses over the center line facing me at 60 miles an hour. No, I don't need to have to ask God what I need to do at that point. Yeah. It doesn't mean speed up or slam on the brakes necessarily either, but it does mean that I need to make a decision quick. But in the sense where it's not pending, impending doom or something that of asking the Lord, what is it that I need that you require me to do? What is it that would be your will for me to do? Now, that in itself means that I need to be, when I'm seeking the Lord, I'm seeking to be righteous, right?
Yes.
To be obedient to him. When I'm not obedient to him, or I'm still, I have secret sin going on or things in my life that would not be pleasing to God, he already knows it, right? I mean, I'm probably I'm barking up the wrong tree in a sense, right?
Yes. Well, and again, we'll go to Scripture for that. That's still my book of information. That doesn't mean that you can read something and says, okay, that just answered what's going on. Because Scripture is very clear that we're to pray, study the Word, listen to the Holy Spirit's voice. And I know that in one case, if we feel like we've received personal instruction from God, Proverbs tells us we need to remain wise and test the spirits. 1 John 4:1 talks about, because the world is full of noise and distractions.
Yep.
So again, it's kind of that journey piece again. And then there's the piece about just waiting and waiting to hear. And I don't mean some audible voice, but once again, it's one of those things that the more you seek God, the more you pray, the more you're in his word, mm-hmm. it's a relationship deal, it's a job, it's whatever it is, that he shows up.
Yeah.
If you're faithful in that, he shows up. But the rub here is he sometimes does not show up in the way that we kind of expect him to or would want him to.
Yeah. You know, this topic is so means an awful lot to men, because how we grew up and who grew up with us will actually give us a pretty good indication of how things were, what we heard when we were growing up, when we were raised. Okay,
I agree.
Without a father or an absent father or a destructive father, in a sense, abusive, sometimes that can give us not give us the discernment that we want. It's more we do things out of fear rather than out of seeking what it is that we need to be doing. So when we come back, let's talk about how this discernment, you know, early on in our lives, how we actually picked it up, because there was a place that we did pick it up from. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bannon Brothers Radio.
No sugarcoating here. It's real talk about real issues for real men. Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I tell you, I feel like an old bear today because I love the slower pace of winter. Some of you have been as busy as a one-legged cat in a sandbox. And brothers, it's time to slow down and spend time with the family. And the very best place to gather the family is around the dining table, featuring, of course, a delicious Hempler's ham. Woo-wee! Or maybe pork and beans with some tasty Hempler's bacon cooked in it. Now, I know some of you worry about weird ingredients that some companies put in their bacon these days, but don't get your knickers in a knot. Hempler's Meats uses the finest raw ingredients available, including natural spices, and guess what? No gluten. So if you're ready to hibernate for the winter, then order your own supply of Hempler's Meats delivered right to your cave. To place your order, go to Hemplers.com.
There are a lot of frustrations in any given day, and you can't do much about most of them. But one frustration you can eliminate is unreliable or sluggish internet service. StarTouch Broadband Services is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider. They would love to help you gain reliable, super quick internet service for your home or business. Get a free estimate from StarTouch and learn more about their services at StarTouch.com.
Bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring your hurt, bring your tears. There'll be no condemnation here. You are holy, righteous, and redeemed. And every time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's okay, 'cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough, and greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world.
Oh, welcome back to Band of Brothers. Get down off the table there, Duke. Yeah. I know you're dancing and everything. You know, it's just like, okay, come on, the show's back on.
This is good. This is good.
That was good. Nice job, producer. But anyway, so we're talking about discernment, and part of what ends up taking place is we grow up. Okay, how we were raised is so it has such a bearing on how we lived our lives as adults before we even get to that place of knowing Christ. Or maybe we did know Christ. We were raised of going to church and going through the same, you know, Sunday you're going to church and you play with your friends and so on and so forth there as kids and so on and so forth. And you grow up and everyone was nice at church, mom and dad, if they were both together or whatever, you know. But then when you got away from church and everything like that, it's like, oh, wow, everyone becomes a different person here, you know. You know, you take off the nice clothes and all of a sudden it's back to whatever. And it's like, okay. So it can be very confusing as a child, okay, which so many things are confusing for children anyway, mm-hmm. you know, depending. That's why we do what we do. You and I do what we do even on this radio show and helping men to be able to find the right path to get to. So anyway.
Amen.
My point is on this discernment thing, we talked about how fathers impact us, okay?
Or lack of.
Or lack of, because the absent father.
Yes.
Okay, the one who's not there or maybe wasn't there. And so often we end up not being told how to do anything, so we end up getting in a survival mode type of thing early on, you know, that I'm not, you see, my dad never said anything to me about this, much less any other parent, and I guess I need to try to figure out how I'm supposed to deal with this type of thing.
Well, and to me, that's discernment by default.
Yes.
As we were talking at the break, I don't remember using this word until I started seeking God.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this discernment thing? Oh, well, that's where you decide differently than what you did before instead of out of the way that we were raised or how we're
mm-hmm.
used to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is, and that's usually comes from a man or person that is seeking to maybe make better choices, to not be caught in that trap of, I always get angry at this or always get angry at that. Because 1 Peter 5:8 talks about how the enemy is eager to supply diversions to distract us from God's will. So we must be vigilant to ensure that what we've heard is more than a feeling, but it's truly from God himself.
Yes.
Well, that comes in time and seeking like anything.
Yes.
That practice, you know, stay at it. Because God is not the author of confusion.
Right. You know, Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So really what it comes down to is that the word of God is what gives us that knowledge, the wisdom to be able to discern. So in other words, to be able to know what is right and wrong, the word of God, if you get into it, he'll reveal who it is. In so many situations, even throughout the Bible, it gives us different stories, analogies that Jesus uses or parables to be able to know how to handle certain situations or how Jesus did it. And we're to emulate how Jesus is. Okay, So, you know, yes, it's easy for us to say it's a book of instructions. Well, it's not really. It's about the story of Jesus and his revelation, okay? And if we attempt to be more like him, what better way of knowing him is than to read his word and spend time in prayer with him? But this, his word is powerful. It works. This is an arsenal for us, you know. Not that you're going to go around and go, bam, 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 bam. You might, you know, but that's actually sharing the word of God, of ministering, of preaching, of being able to let others know of the hope of a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right? Amen. This is a big, big topic. I think we did a show on wisdom and seeking that. Mm-hmm. And 1 John talks about James 1:5, it's good to pray for wisdom. We should ask God to, so his will would be made clear to us.
Yes.
That word wisdom, that's as huge as that word faith. What I know is that if we continue to seek, then we're going to disarm the enemy. And the more we listen to God, the better able we'll be at distinguishing his voice from those other voices that are going on in our head.
Yeah.
And from the voices of others.
Well, there's something about when we gather in fellowship. That's one of the things that men have a tendency of trying to avoid, because I don't want other guys to know that there's something wrong with me. If I let them, if they see my weakness, they might take advantage of me. You know, we are in such a mode of warriorship, of protecting and building, and just, I don't want somebody else to take what is mine, in a sense.
Yeah, but something you say on this show that's so profound is, brother, you are not alone. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't just mean that you have brothers standing by you.
Right.
It means that you're not alone in them thoughts.
That's right.
In those struggles. Right.
And that's usually what ends up keeping us in those things, because we don't talk to anybody else.
There you go. There you go. Well, and that's scripturally sound, too. One of the ways that I've received discernment is in fellowship with other men. Scripture also directs us to seek counsel. And we've talked about that frequently.
Yes.
Go seek your pastor.
Yes.
If you're unsure about even where to look or how to navigate, where does God want me in this situation? How do I discern that?
Mm-hmm.
Make that decision so that it's in line with his will, through brothers, through pastors, men that you know that are following God,
yes.
You know, men that you respect, you bet.
You know, it's... It requires something on our part to be put ourselves in a position to be around other men that are attempting to do the same thing that we're doing or have been doing it and willing to give away that information. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about how we can best, what's it require on our part as men to get to that place of doing that sort of thing, of seeking that help. Is it something that is there something spiritual that needs to take place? Is it an accident or something that causes pain and so on and so forth to get to a place where we finally give up and say, okay, I'm going to seek some assistance here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
As iron sharpens iron, this is Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Owners and managers of businesses are always looking for a good way to spread the message about their product or service. Well, we invite you to try advertising on our talk shows here at faithplace.org. We have very engaged listeners, and we keep the cost of advertising super low. When you partner with us, you'll receive a commercial on each one of our shows, Band of Brothers Radio, The Debbie Chavez Show, and The Carolyn Merriman Show. And when you advertise with us, you'll not only help your business, but you'll be helping this ministry continue on. We're so excited to hear from listeners all around the world who are being inspired to put their trust in Jesus Christ. For more information about advertising on our talk shows, simply email info@faithplace.org. Yep, that's info@faithplace.org.
Hi, this is Raul Chavez, founder of Band of Brothers for Christ in Bellingham. And if you're a man living in our area, I'm inviting you to enjoy a free barbecue and a uniquely inspiring atmosphere for men on Tuesday nights. The men of Band of Brothers for Christ come from dozens of different churches and gather together at 6 p.m. every Tuesday night at Christ Community Church, located on the corner of Guide and Horton Roads. You'll enjoy a time of eating together, developing meaningful relationships with other men, getting inspired and equipped by God's Word, hearing amazing, radically transparent testimonies from other courageous men. Be courageous yourself and come and check us out on Tuesday night. You'll find more information at bandofbrothersforchrist.org. bandofbrothersforchrist.org. Looking forward to seeing you on a Tuesday night. Back to Band of Brothers Radio, Duke and Raul, and another good song to be reminded that we're not an island. Although many of us at times in our lives, we want to be an island. We don't want anybody around. We want to just have what we have and everyone just stay clear. And yet what we find is that eventually is that island itself is going to get smaller and smaller. And before we know it, you know, you're swimming, you're getting tired of trying to stay afloat, in a sense. So,
well, there's a piece of discernment right there. We're often our own worst enemy, that we are conditioned by this world, by the prince of this world. And you know what? It's easier just to put up the wall.
Yep.
It takes courage to seek God.
That it does. But sometimes we're not even seeking God. We don't to get to that place. I mean, a lot of men, as I hear the stories, and part of mine is similar to this in the sense that I wasn't seeking God. I was seeking my own pleasure. And all of a sudden something happened and it went sideways. And I don't know why, but I felt like I needed to seek God. Or maybe God put an angel in front of us who said, hey, you need to do this. You know, someone we didn't know, someone that just happened to, you know, whatever it might be. And then all of a sudden it's like sitting there going, maybe I should seek him, okay? Because the way the world is going, the way I've been doing this thing, it's like, oh my goodness, this can actually create some real challenges in my life if I continue down this path that I'm going.
Yeah, and that's the piece I talked about earlier, that you kind of know, or you begin to recognize when God shows up. Something, an event of the day, or somebody says something that you may not have recognized at that time was that angel or was encouraging.
Right.
But I think a lot of us can reflect back and go, oh, yeah, that person said that. And, you know, I'm really thankful they did that because it caused me to begin to discern, let's say.
You mentioned earlier about how sometimes we get to a place where we seek some discernment or wisdom or guidance, however you want to mention that. But then we get what we want, and then that's it. In other words, you'll go to, let's just use the example. We're both part of men's ministry, okay? And we see, I mean, this is almost like, what do they call those doors that keep going on? Revolving door, right?
Yes.
Where they come in and they stick around for a while and they get what they want, and then all of a sudden, they're out and they're gone.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that you did anything wrong or anything else is wrong there. The fact is that sometimes that's what ends up taking place, is that men end up coming to get what they desire, and maybe some stick around to become part of the ministry, to continue to give away what they've received, because that's what the Word of God says, right? That we continually to give freely what we receive freely.
Okay? Yeah, but that's that old, and I do agree with that. What's coming to mind is that old adage, we're our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be in that revolving door.
Yes.
That is the Bible, Book of Information Before Leaving Earth. It took some time in my journey to realize that I could not just open to a scripture that a pastor or somebody mentioned in a Sunday preaching and go, there it is.
Yes.
Because we are, as many experts will say, we men live with boxes in their heads, and we just want to check the boxes.
Right.
And we're wired to conquer. and to fix. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how God has created us. So naturally, that's what we choose to do. So this discernment is depending less on self and more on that higher power.
Yes.
And having faith in that.
Yes.
And that's probably why it's such a difficult proposition. We just want to fix it and don't want to depend on others. And when we get burned, we put up those walls.
Right.
This is why I've got a sticker on the back of my car that says, "Real men love Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
It's the toughest journey that you'll ever travel, but
absolutely
got the greatest rewards.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we don't see that. But that's where mm-hmm. we end up putting ourselves in positions as followers of Jesus. Okay. That's why it's our job in every situation, in every relationship, every conversation that we have, that we give hope and we give glory to God so that if nothing else, they hear from us who we really rely on. Okay. Now, let me say this. If you speak those words and your actions say something else, then you need to take a good look. Hopefully that there's going to be someone that's going to come up and say, "Hey, listen, your words aren't matching your actions. What's up with that?" You know, because that sometimes can, playing the part and being the part are two different things.
No, and you know, as you will often say, is God's word never comes back void. Mm-hmm. He who is in you is greater than he is in the world. And John 10:4 is one of the promises of Jesus where he says he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Others may speak, but the sheep do not listen to them, which is verse 8. The better we know our shepherd, the less we have to worry about heeding the wrong voice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And that's no different. Look at you have horses, right? And I've been with you on your property, and you just whistle a certain way, and that horse will come. I could whistle. They're not going to come. They know your whistle.
There you go.
Right? And that's what takes place. I mean, we see it in the movies. You see Zorro or whatnot. He's up on the wall, and all of a sudden he whistles, his horse comes up, and he jumps down, right?
That really doesn't work.
I know.
It really hurts when you jump off a wall.
I was going to say, oh, my goodness.
Men are not wired for that either.
Yes.
But not
so
to segue
it sounds like that, you've actually attempted that a couple
times.
Actually,
you know what I have attempted, not to get off topic?
Sure, no problem.
Is the little Joe Cartwright getting on the
horse. Oh, yes.
Okay, grab onto the mane with one hand and just whip up there. Okay, well, you need a kind of a short horse. Or you need to be really tall. In my better days, I could do that. I could swing up on that horse, but you get a reasonably sized horse and no. And the idea of jumping, you've seen them run and put their hands on the butt of the horse and launch right into the saddle. No way. Tears up your private parts trying to do that. No, thank you. Anyway, so I've discerned how to mount and dismount my horse with some wisdom through experiences. And it's something that I sought that wisdom.
So there you go. What it comes down to is that the experiences that we have, they help us in being able to gain discernment, okay? And yet, that's not the only thing that gives that to us. It's actually being able to hear others talk about something, an arena in their life that might be similar to yours that might keep us from having to get burned or go through the heartache or the pain that this other brother had gone through to save us that from having to go into the fire, so to speak.
There's that fellowship again.
There you go.
That's that seeking again.
Yeah.
We try and do it on our own. It's on our own. And we're going to be listening to the wrong voices so many times.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how sometimes we can sit there and as we get older, okay, even at, you know, versus the age of 20 versus the age of 30 years old, all of a sudden I start looking at my grandfather as being a really wise man.
Yeah.
Where there was a time in my life, I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time with him, but it's like the older I got, it's like, wow, this guy has a lot of pearls. I didn't say pearls because I wasn't a believer at the time, but I mean, he has a lot of wisdom. He has some experiences that if I listen and pay attention, I might be able to get some of that.
Oh, man, that is so, so huge right there, what you just said. Because any of us out there that are fathers, we remember what it was like when we'd get punished. I spank you because I love you.
Yes.
There's our Father God.
Yes.
And that is part of that discernment.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, you know, listen to me. I have got more wisdom. I've been around a little bit longer than you have.
Right.
But when I was a teenager, I was smarter than my dad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's always, you know, hey, I know better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't understand, Dad. I know what's going on. I have some wisdom.
Yeah.
I never used the word wisdom.
No,
I said,
no.
I just know better. Let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's talk about something that as a result of, let's see, being righteous and seeking God's will, how that helps us to be able to gain even more and more discernment. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
Sometimes you want something permanent to remember a special event, such as a groundbreaking for a new business or community park, or a monument to remember the life of a loved one. Whether it's a bench marker, bronze memorial, or a traditional stone monument, you'll find markers at the most affordable prices through Cascade Monuments. They even have special flag case memorials and keepsake urns. Shop at your convenience online by going to cascademonuments.net. Cascade Monuments, for an affordable, fitting tribute to the special places, events, and people in your life.
Pastor's wife and wives ministry leader, Debbie Chavez, isn't afraid to tackle difficult topics.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And even when he fails, ladies, because he's going to fail just like we fail sometimes. We stumble, we get messed up, you know, stumble into sin or whatever. In that moment when you feel like, you know, condemning him and saying how disgusted you are in him and all those things that we naturally want to do, what if you were to be very intentional and strategic in that moment and remind him that that stumble, that failure doesn't define him, and that God is using this incident to teach him something and to make him an even stronger and better man, and that you're with him, you know, just all those kinds of words that speak life instead of death to your guy. It's just huge. It's just huge.
The Debbie Chavez Show, podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Back to Band Brothers Radio. Greater things are yet to come. And that's exactly what takes place, is having a relationship with Jesus Christ and being rid of those things of the past that we've been carrying for a long time, brother, that no longer have any relevance to what's going on in our lives today. And in asking for forgiveness and having a true change of mind, a repentance in our heart, all of a sudden, we start to realize and see the blessings that God gives us. And when that takes place, brother, we've got to just keep giving it away, letting others know, because that's part of what we were talking about here before we went to a break. That's where our, and it happens. It happens with the wisdom. The longer we're on this earth, the longer we go through things and be able to hear. In other words, even young men who are in war, we just had opportunity of being able to recognize veterans that have given their lives and their time safeguarding our country. These young men who were teenagers when they go to war come back at an early age that we would still, I mean, I look at these guys in their mid-20s and say, man, they're just kids. And I remember when I was 19 years old in the military, I'm thinking, hey, I got it by the tail here. You know, I got it all together, right? Well, some of these guys have been through stuff that many others have never, will ever experience. And yet there's some wisdom there and some discernment, that things that would be able to help us to be able to be self-controlled because of self-discipline that they've
learned. Oh, and you just described one of the gifts that God gives us that we don't always recognize. Mm-hmm. And I could even put a tag on this as worldly discernment. That is, there are times when we know that we're not being abundant. We're not leading that life. We're in a struggle.
Yes.
And it's like, what am I supposed to do? Now, we don't, at that point, let's say we're not, okay, God, what do I do if we're not followers?
Yes.
But we do struggle with that, what's my decision? How do I go forward here?
Yes.
Kind of stuff. And it's usually in the face of great adversity.
Mm-hmm.
That on the battlefield,
yep,
which I think would be the ultimate discernment piece,
yep,
to a broken relationship, to, yep, disciplining your child to work, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's all good stuff that's in here. You mentioned something about, was it Romans 12?
Yeah, Romans 12:9 says, we're commanded to hate what is evil, cling to what is good. There's wisdom right there. What kind of direction is that? Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. You know what? At our very core, I remember a piece that David Wilkerson did called Anguish. And, mm-hmm, in that piece, he said, very matter-of-factly, we just want to be happy. That's really at our very core. None of us get up, I don't think, and at least we don't wish to get up and intentionally say, okay, I'm going to be a mean person today, and I'm not going to be nice. I'm never smiling, you know. But we do build walls around our hearts because of wounds that we have. Yeah. And seeking God's discernment in those things through that prayer, through the study,
yep,
through fellowship, seeking counsel of our pastors, all of those pieces are healing pieces that God knows we need.
Yes, yes, no doubt. You know, there's so much that we can find in the Word of God. If you have a study Bible, brother, go to the back of the concordance and bring up the word, look it up, discern or discernment or discerning, and you will get the scriptures that will describe that you've heard us mention here. Another one that is in the book of Romans also, because Romans is such a good book. Which book is not good in the Bible? But anyway, it is really good. Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So that's telling me right there that by not conforming to what the world is saying that I need to strive for, more money, buy this kind of product, you're going to get these kind of people in your life, buy this kind of vehicle, and you're going to have this type of thing. You know, what the world is drawing us to is instant gratification. And so often that we draw to those things because that's what I need. That's what I need. And really what it comes down to, brother, is that we're trying to run away from that sort of thing because we've been seeking those instant gratification things to fill the hole in our gut. And really what we need is just to turn and acknowledge Jesus in our lives or come to him for the very first time. So that as a result of doing that sort of thing, we can now test the different things that are taking place in our lives to know what God's will is for us.
Yes, and I got to reiterate, an important piece to this is that discernment does not mean that you are delivered unto the ultimate answer and,
yes,
it's off your plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a journey, and I think discernment doesn't conclude with there's the answer.
Yes, yes.
It is continually seeking God, and even when we're feeling abundant, to be seeking him for discernment.
And in addition to that, it's not so much as continuing to seek him as in being obedient to him, because what he wants is for us to give away what we've received and give it to others, to tell others of his glorification in our lives, what he did. He showed up. He came at a time when I was at the end of my rope, when I was in the midst of darkness and I didn't know which way was left or right or up or down. He was there when I called out on him. And when that happens, that's all of a sudden giving someone else hope of knowing that, okay, if you felt that way in the time of your life during a trial or a tragedy that's taken place, maybe that can happen for me too. And it will. It will come true. It will happen. But we just have to be willing to give it all up for him, you know, and,
yes,
seeking him. So if we drop all of those opportunities of being able to seek him by dropping our pride, dying to self, and humbly going and seeking other brothers who are doing the same thing, we'll find out that they're not judging us. They're looking at us and loving us.
Yes.
So how about you pray for our brothers?
Yes. So, Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, we thank you for these words from the Holy Spirit today. My prayer for the listeners and for us here is that we are able to discern and that you will speak the wisdoms into our individual hearts as you know that we need to receive it. In your precious name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Brother, there is hope, and you are definitely not alone.